Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So we've seen truly a million celebrities break up. We've talked about a million celebrity breakups.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we know, they can get really, really messy, especially when all the private drama plays out truly just for the whole world to see.
Yeah. And my thing is, even just a little bit of the private drama is going to play out in the public, then make it all the private drama. Like, don't leave anything back.
Yeah. Like, we have jobs. My God. So actor, director, green-eyed goddess Olivia Wilde and her ex-fiancé actor Jason Sudeikis are embroiled in just the most bitter custody battle over their two kids, and it's getting a lot of public attention.
Yeah, this kind of stuff really don't like. In a new development, a judge has ruled in favor of one of them, and it looks like the battle is far from over and that things could get vicious. Well, more vicious than they already are.
Yeah, which means this show is going to keep on going.
Yeah.
All because of Jason and Olivia.
Bless them for keeping us employed.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, August 11th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So Olivia Wilde and her ex Jason Sudeikis, like we said, have been in a pretty bitter custody battle over their two kids, Otis and Daisy, who are 8 and 5. And this battle has been going on since last fall. Now, Olivia wants the kids to live with her in Los Angeles and then be with her in London, which is apparently where her lover, Harry Styles, lives.
Apparently. He's so British.
I mean, I don't know. So am I. And I live in L.A.
Right.
And Jason wants them to live with him in Brooklyn, but a judge just ruled in favor of Olivia.
Yeah. So Jason first brought the custody case against Olivia in a New York City family court back in October last fall. And he told the court he planned to return to his permanent home in Brooklyn after he was done filming, and he wanted the kids with him while he was there. Mm-hmm. And Olivia was like, not going to happen. And in May of this year, she filed a petition to have the case dismissed, arguing that the kids haven't lived in New York for several years, which, given the kids' ages, that's essentially their whole life.
Yeah, that's true. Also, I think she means Pete Davidson's New York.
Mm-hmm. Native New York.
Native, yeah, yeah.
That's what she did mean. That was like a typo in the court documents. Olivia also shared that she plans to move to London at the end of next year, where she'll be living with Harry, which,
well,
just kind of blowing past that big step in a relationship.
Really? Well, wait a second. Isn't Ted Lasso filmed in London?
Yeah, but they're done. They're only doing 3 seasons.
Oh my God, how are you?
Not well.
Okay.
Not well, if I'm being honest. But last Friday, Jason's custody petition was dismissed, and the judge said New York is not the home state of the subject children, but rather California was the children's home state.
These statements are so, like, cold.
I'd be like, stop calling me a subject.
The subject children.
God.
The tiny flesh ones. So this ruling comes just a few months after a crazy public moment at CinemaCon back in April. We did an episode about this.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man. One of our more wild ones, if you ask me.
Nice.
Oh, wow. You know what? That was not
I
even
know,
on purpose.
I know.
Wow. I wish it was. So just to remind everybody, while Olivia was on stage introducing the trailer to her movie Don't Worry, Darling, she was served with custody papers in front of 4,000 people. Here is a little bit of that moment that was recorded by an audience member.
I want you to imagine a life where you have everything you could ever want, ever dream of. Not just the material, tangible things like a beautiful house, and perfect weather, and gorgeous cars. This is for me, right now? This is very mysterious. I'm going to open it now because it feels like it's time. Is it a script? Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you. And gorgeous cars, but also the things that really matter, like true love, with the perfect partner, real trusted friendships, and a purpose that feels meaningful.
Honestly, bless cell phones for existing in this day and age.
Well, it's weird because I remember when we did this episode before, I was like, just her composure to like see and roll back into what she was saying.
Yes.
Truly remarkable. And I feel the same way watching it a second time because I watched it again today.
Yeah.
But you can see she's a little visibly shaken. Like she kind of stumbles and I'm like putting myself in her shoes. Like, how must that feel?
Well, because it's funny because she has no idea what it is. She even jokes like, is this a script? Which.
Right.
That's aspirational for me to just hand somebody a script on stage.
I know.
The props, because like, like you said, like putting yourself in her position, like after getting that news, she was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And what I thought was interesting is what she happened to be talking about in that moment. It just carried a lot more weight talking about your partner who you love. And it's just like,
yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, man. Crazy. So obviously once that moment happened, it was literally all anyone could talk about, including us.
Yeah, still, we can't stop. We can't stop.
And the clip really spread like wildfire. It was everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. All the headlines were about this.
Yeah.
And in her court filing, Olivia claims that Jason did it on purpose as a way to embarrass her.
So
I know you love him, so.
I know. This is killing me. She said that Jason's actions were clearly intended to threaten her and catch her off guard, mm-hmm. and claims he chose to serve her in the most aggressive manner possible. She said the fact that Jason would embarrass me professionally and put our personal conflict on public display in this manner is extremely contrary to our children's best interests.
Which is true.
Yes, absolutely. This is true. If this was indeed how it works, I did some internet researching because I'm trying to understand how does serving someone work? Like in Law and Order, it's just like,
oh, my God,
you pretend to be a pizza delivery person and then you're like, you've been served. But it sounds like they're making it seem like Jason was like, okay, here's where you can serve her publicly at this con.
He does need to tell them where.
Did he say on stage or did he say there? And they were like, let me do it on stage. Because it's like, she's obviously going to be in a green room at some point. That would be a safe place to serve her. Like, I need to know to what degree does somebody who hires somebody to serve someone get to call the shots?
Well, I will say, saying it was the most aggressive manner possible, don't know that I agree with that. Most embarrassing, sure. Most aggressive, I mean, someone could have, like, tackled you to the ground and forced them on you. Now that's aggressive.
Maybe the most aggressive, non-felonious manner possible. Because then the server is going to get charged with assault.
That's fair. So listen, obviously there are two sides to every story, Olivia's and Arisha's. And I'm just kidding. But Jason swears he had no idea that's how the whole thing was going to go down and that she would be served in such a public way. After Olivia submitted her petition in court, Jason did respond with his own filing.
Yeah, I think like filing petitions is just the way that kids hit back at each other, like, I'm rubber, you're glue. Because it's like, well, I have to do this through the court. It's so weird.
You have to do everything. Like, you have to change your name through the court. That's insane to me.
It's like, are we humans or what? So in his filing, Jason says he just wanted to avoid papers being brought over to Olivia at Harry's home in London in front of their two kids, which just feels kind of double whammy. He claims he thought Olivia would be served in a benign manner and requested that the service take place at Heathrow Airport. But he says that didn't work out because of logistical issues. Maybe because Heathrow Airport is an absolute zoo.
Well, it's like you wanted them at Heathrow Airport. That's still very public and there would have been cameras.
For sure, there would have been cameras. But also at airports, everyone only pays attention to themselves. Does not look around at anything going on. They bump into people. They're out of control.
Tell that to TMZ.
True. Fair point. Jason says that they even tried to serve Olivia at her hotel. And when that failed, the server noticed Olivia at the Warner Brothers panel and decided to give the papers to her there. Now, this just, I don't understand what that means. Like, were they driving past the panel somehow and was like, wait, is that Olivia on stage? This is perfect.
Well, they had a telescope, a high-powered telescope, pointing directly into the panel.
And they were like, they must have borrowed it from Kanye.
Yeah, seriously.
Jason says that he's deeply upset and feels great distress at how it all went down and said, I deeply regret what happened. Olivia's talk was an important event for Olivia, both professionally and personally. And I am very, very sorry that the incident marred her special moment. So sweet.
How long do you think he had that typed up?
Listen, Ted Lasso would never.
Ted Lasso might never, but he's fake. I will say, to get into something like CinemaCon, though, there's security. You have to pay for stuff like that. You have to have a badge. Like,
we talked about this before.
I know. I don't think that this person created a fake badge in Photoshop and wandered in there.
No, obviously he used PicMonkey, just like you.
It was a woman. Yeah, PicMonkey. I mean, look. We're not Jason. We're not the server he hired. So we don't know. We truly don't know what happened or what his intentions were. But there has been a lot of speculation that this whole thing at CinemaCon was just his way of getting back at Olivia for moving on so quickly with Harry after their split.
I know. Everyone loves to speculate.
Well, there's rumors swirling around that the set was interesting for Don't Worry, Darling. Like that those two were flirting ahead of time. Like she's got all that drama with Florence Pugh. Yeah. Like,
listen, few people are happy to see their partner move on quickly. I get that. And
well, sure.
If I'm being fully, completely objective here, maybe there was a little bit of hurt motivating his actions. But I just can't believe he'd be this vicious. And I won't believe it.
Will you acknowledge the fact that you don't know him?
Of course. But I do. A little history on the end of their relationship. Olivia and Jason, they were together from November 2011 until November of 2020. So 9 years. They were engaged for 7 of those years. And it was only months after they split when the rumors Brooke just mentioned started circulating that Olivia was dating Harry, who she met on the film Don't Worry, Darling, in 2020, in the fall of 2020. And Olivia and Harry were confirmed as a couple when they were seen holding hands. It's all about that hand stuff.
It's always hands.
They were holding hands at a wedding for Harry's manager back in January of 2021. And a source told Us Weekly, Harry was not the reason for Jason and Olivia's split.
You know, I saw them together when we were doing valet for a party. They were at the party, Olivia and Jason.
Oh, I thought you meant Harry and Olivia. And I was like, wait, you've been valeting secretly? What?
Hell no. Hell no.
Can't get away from your roots.
All right. So let's get into the nitty gritty here. Okay. Let's see how our friendship holds.
It's not looking good.
Holds up during this. I know, like I said, you love this guy.
I love Jason Sudeikis so much.
Do you think, and I'm assuming no, that he intended for it to be this public?
I really don't think so. I don't know. It's hard because you know what? I've been in a place of being very vindictive to an ex. And if I were on this platform, maybe in a moment of weakness, I might want to do something like this. Younger me, mm-hmm. like long ago me. Mm-hmm. But I know, obviously, Ted Lasso isn't real. I don't appreciate you saying that, Brooke.
Okay, well.
But some of the stories out there about Jason, like, I don't know if you saw, he wrote a note to an interviewer, like somebody who had interviewed him, whose dad had passed. And he wrote this, like, really sweet note that the guy released. And he was like, uh-huh. he's like a real-life Ted Lasso. And it's just, yes, I know it's one example, but he doesn't seem like he'd be this shitty of a person.
Well, I've told you this, and now I'm going to tell the listeners.
Oh, my God.
My gut instinct is that Jason Sudeikis, there's something dark inside of him.
Everyone has darkness, though.
Well, and listen, you know that my mind always goes back to that DM I got.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope.
So I got a DM from someone, and I won't repeat exactly what they said, but basically they were like, Jason Sudeikis has been doing some, let's say, questionable things.
They're 100% cutting this.
No, I mean, look, it's a rumor, of course. Like, we didn't see it. That's, you know, you never know. But, like, that's always in the back of my mind. And just, I've always wondered about him and just something about him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, to say you didn't intend for it to be so public, but then say your original plan was Heathrow Airport.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't line up for
what
me.
What if it's Heathrow Airport, like, when she pulls up and she doesn't get out of the car just yet? They don't even know she's there.
It doesn't matter. You're a celebrity. You're dating a celebrity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If this happens in any type of public place, it's going to be news. Mm-hmm. And he knows that.
Yeah. Well,
no further questions, Your Honor. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Siffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.